the good times roll. Welcome to All Ears, the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, presented by Miracle Ear. On this podcast, you'll hear from past and present Cedar Rapids baseball influencers, including players, managers, and executives.
I'm Tyler. I do the marketing and social media stuff here in the locker room every so often, seeing you around. So I'm excited to get this started and just see what you think so far of Cedar Rapids, you know?
Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
All righty. So, I mean, first question, pretty basic one, but what do you think of Cedar Rapids so far? I mean, you've only been here a few days, but you know, just like the gist of it, like the city, the locker room, you know, the players on the team. What do you think so far of all that?
It's pretty cool. I've driven through it a few times because I live about 15 minutes away from the field. So I kind of seen the little city area. It's pretty cool. I've only been to Iowa one other time other than that, and it was in Waterloo for summer ball. But we get great fans out at the stadium, so it's always nice to see that. And our locker room's just filled with a bunch of good guys. So I met the team on the road in Quad Cities, and right from then it felt like I was going to be on a good team with a lot of good guys.
Yeah, sweet. So speaking of Waterloo, I was going to get into, you know, some summer collegiate baseball stuff with you. I saw that you played for the Corvallis Knights in 2019. I'm originally from Washington, so I worked in the West Coast League for a couple teams. I worked for the Bellingham Bells and the Cowlitz Black Bears. It was cool seeing that you played, you know, for a West Coast League team, and, you know, especially the Corvallis Knights. They just won their sixth championship in a row the other day. So, yeah. You know, how was that experience playing with the Knights and then, you know, playing in the West Coast League?
It's great. I mean, I was a senior in high school. I just finished my senior year when I went to go play for them. So there's not a lot of guys that go do that. I mean, it's kind of an older league, but it was good. My first time getting away from home for the summer. So it's nice to do that a little earlier before college. Especially because I was coming right back home to college. But yeah, it was a lot of good players. I feel like, you know, they just have that mojo going on where they just can't stop winning. And a lot of people in summer ball just want to get away from their team and not worry about winning so much. But it's kind of the opposite. I think people are really excited to go play in Corvallis because they want to win. And that's what they've been doing, obviously, for the past six straight seasons.
Right. So, yeah. So, I saw you played, you know, obviously in the West Coast League and the Northwoods League and the Cape Cod League. What was probably the best experience of those three summer collegiate leagues, do you think?
I think you're saying individually all three?
Yeah.
Well, I was young when I went to go play in Corvallis, so just experiencing baseball from a college perspective, I think that was really fun. And then in Wilmer, just going somewhere in the Midwest and being able to – I played during the COVID season, so just being able to play regardless because I just blew out my knee during my freshman year. And then right when I came back into the lineup, the season got canceled, so – I got to finish that year of baseball playing summer ball while a lot of other players didn't get to do that. And then the Cape, I mean, the Cape's the best because of the competition. It has the worst fields out of all three of those leagues, your high school fields, but it's easily the best competition, and you get seen by everybody for every single game. And it's also just, you know, it's very prestigious. So, just getting the invite to go play there is a big deal.
Right. It always seems like, you know, when you're talking summer collegiate, Cape Cod League is always, you know, the first one people know about and talk about. So that's cool that, you know, you got to train, you know, just go from everywhere, from the West Coast to, you know, the Midwest and over to the Cape Cod League. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, you know, you're a hometown guy from San Luis Obispo, and then you played college ball there. So, you know, it's hometown team, everything. Now you come do this big move to Iowa. How was that, you know, that transition from being strictly, you know, in your hometown, coming all the way to the Midwest and to almost the middle of nowhere in Iowa?
It's not that bad. I mean, you know, baseball is going to take me a bunch of different places, and that's what I signed up for. So, regardless of where I am or how, if I like the city I'm playing in or not, I'm still going to try and have as much fun as I can just playing the game. So, it's not a big deal wherever I am, but, I'm lucky enough to have a great host family and be in a city that's pretty cool, that has a good turnout of fans. So, there's no reason why I shouldn't be having a ton of fun here.
Right. What are some things you miss about the West Coast? Cause, you know, as I mentioned, I'm from the West Coast and I'm from Washington State. So, there's things I miss from there that you don't get in Iowa, mainly, you know, like the ocean. I'm sure for you in San Luis Obispo, yeah, that's a big thing, is the ocean. It's weird being, you know, landlocked here with no really water around and, you know, not a lot of trees and stuff. So is there anything you miss from the West Coast?
Definitely the water. You know, I'm a surfer, so that's probably the biggest thing. That's why I was so spoiled when I went to college, because I got 3 more years of surfing.
Right.
But, yeah, I think surfing and obviously the weather. Well, you can't beat the weather in California. And in San Luis Obispo, it's like people say that like under 65 is cold and over like 77 it's hot. It's like, and it doesn't get to 90 rarely ever. So it's just like a utopia almost.
Right.
That's why I always tell everybody on my team. It's just like, you trust me, look, like where I'm from, it's a lot different than what you think is really, really nice.
Right. It's awesome. My grandfather has a beach house in San Luis Obispo. So we go there every once in a while, and that's one of my favorite places in all of California to go to. It's just so pretty and cool.
Yeah.
So the other night you hit your first professional home run. What were the thoughts when, you know, you saw that ball leave the ballpark?
I was pretty surprised, because
right.
So that was my first game there. Nobody had hit any home runs at BP, and neither did I, to right field. So I didn't expect the ball to fly, over there. And, you know, I just kind of, I hit the ball and I was like, all right, I hope this ball stays fair for a double or something. And then it just kept going and going and it never died off. So, I was just surprised. And I was running the bases a lot faster than I usually do, but, it was a good feeling. I had my buddy there, my first baseman from school, was watching that game. So, it was cool to have him there and see me do that.
Right. Yeah, that was awesome to see, especially, you know, your first game here. It was like no better, you know, story situation to see you hit a bomb on your first home game with us. So that was great to see. Yeah. So, you know, with the Minnesota Twins picking you in the first round, how was draft night like for you, and like kind of, you know, the behind the scenes of draft night and waiting to hear your name get called, and like, how was that experience?
It was awesome. Just being with my family and friends, and, you know, it's like everybody, you put all this work in your whole life, and it basically starts or it ends on draft night, and then you have to start over again, because everybody's in the same position. Everyone's a professional baseball player. So it's kind of like a weird deal where you're pushing so hard from up until you're 18, if you're going to the draft then, or 21 or 22. And then basically however high you get picked is how hard you worked or how successful you were. And then everybody's right back in that same position, square one. So it's a great feeling. I knew I was going to get picked pretty high, so I was excited about that. And I just wanted to go to a good organization. I knew the Twins were a great org, so I was pretty comfortable with being picked by them, and I got to enjoy it with the rest of my family and friends for that night. And then I was excited just to get out of there because I wanted to get ready and go.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. We do have a question from Facebook from Stan. He says, what is your the biggest transition so far from college ball to playing with the Colonel? And are there any expectations through coaches, players, or yourself for, you know, being such a high first round pick?
I would say probably the biggest difference is the pitching. I think the pitching's a lot better, and I didn't play in a very good conference for pitching. Just a few guys were good. But I feel like every single night we see a good dude on the mound. And so that's a big difference for me. I don't feel like there's any expectations. I'm sure everybody wants me to do good because I'm the first round pick. But I just continue to play hard, and you know, I trust myself that I've done enough in the past, and I stay on top of things to keep myself on the field. And that's what's going to help me be successful. So. I have my own goals for hitting. And, yeah, I didn't really know what goals to have because hitting is really hard in professional baseball. So, I have my own goals. And when the playoffs come around, and that's all I care about is we're going to look forward to winning and being champions. But until then, it's just about playing hard and having some fun and trying to get used to the new environment.
Right, I'm looking forward to this playoff game. It's going to be a great series. I'm glad you're on the team now for the playoff run. So I think we got a good shot at that. Cedar Rapids Colonels,
let the good times roll. Hearing is important to living life to the fullest. That's why inside every Miracle Ear store, you'll find better bedtime stories. You'll find a better life is in store at Miracle Ear when you experience the exclusive Miracle Ear Advantage. It starts with our free hearing assessment, plus innovative products that fit your needs and budget with free service and adjustments for life.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Now we can kind of go like outside of baseball. I know you mentioned surfing, but what are some things you like to do, you know, for fun?
Not a lot. I like to surf. I like weight training. That's basically it. I mean, I'm not a I don't do a lot of other things outside of baseball, and I think that's why I'm good at it. But
right.
I have a girlfriend that I hang out with. Been dating her for 4 years. She's probably the only person I hang out with. And then it's baseball. So I swim though. That's the only other thing, but that's pretty close to surfing.
Right. Yeah.
I love the water. And that's about it.
Yeah, man, the water is awesome. It's like we mentioned before, it's weird being out here with no ocean or anything like that, and not being able to surf, because even in Washington, surfing's pretty big, and it's a cool thing to do. But yeah, so just transitioning a little bit, you know, growing up, who was your favorite player or like favorite team that you kind of enjoyed watching, or some guys that you kind of idolized growing up, tried to, you know, model your game after a little bit?
My favorite player was Derek Jeter for forever until he retired. And that's the only reason why I like the Yankees. So once he retired, I didn't care about the Yankees anymore. And I've never had a favorite team since I got drafted. Now, obviously, it's the Twins.
Right. But
I like Derek Jeter, and he was definitely my favorite player. I wasn't very big on watching baseball. I feel like I've never been like that. It's just I've been playing baseball and too busy to really just sit down and watch it. But whenever I go to see games, it's super enjoyable because I feel like I haven't done it in a long time. And, you know, it's fun for me to go watch a game at a big league stadium and stuff. It's a great environment.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome. Jeter's a good guy to look up to. I mean, arguably one of the greatest ever. So what are you kind of looking forward to the most this season here in Cedar Rapids? Kind of, you know, some goals you have. I know you mentioned, you know, winning the championship is a big one, but just what, you know, kind of what are you looking forward to most here?
I'll probably just say obviously playing good. I mean, I just want to stay healthy and get through the whole – I mean, I didn't play the whole year, but just get through the rest of the games that we have. When the playoffs roll around, that's what I care about. So I'm not big on the individual goals. I'm I know that if you just keep on winning, everything will get taken care of. So, you know, the more teams win, the more people are going to get promoted because they're probably pretty good if they play together. So that's how I see it. That's what I care about. But, yeah, just goals for the rest of the team. I mean, they're just – hopefully no one's leaving us during the playoffs and stuff to go play in Double-A. But, yeah, just look forward to seeing guys leave, you know, see guys get promoted. And that's definitely always a good feeling. Because everybody on our team has been a good teammate so far, and you only want the best for your teammates. And if that means they got to leave you, then so be it.
All right. Yeah. Speaking on that, as you came in as a new guy, is there anyone on the team so far that kind of, you know, like took you under the wing a little bit or has kind of helped you transition to this change?
Yeah. So I was supposed to be Aaron Sabato's roommate on the road, and then I played one game with him, and then he got called up, and I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
That was my go-to right there. That's who I was supposed to be with. But and then Seth Gray, he's our third baseman, first baseman. So I've been around him a lot. I got a locker right next to him. And, yeah, we've been talking to each other. So he's probably the one guy that's helped me get used to everything. And, you know, I'm a college guy, but it's still a lot different. It's pretty eye-opening, and you just got to get used to it because it's a whole different game from college to professional baseball.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure it's good to have, you know, some of these guys who've been here a little bit kind of show you the ropes of things, of how things worked here, I guess. And yeah, I mean, it seems from my experience being in the locker room, we do have, like, you know, great guys down there, and I feel like that just helps the team's chemistry and team play well when you have such a good group of guys who are all, you know, so solid and so close with each other. And that's what it always seems like when I'm down there. Everyone's having a good, fun time. Everyone's messing around, you know, but you're able to, you know, flip the switch and be serious when you need to.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like that's, you know, a big thing for us is our locker room culture. It's just great. But yeah, so I think there's only a couple more questions up and then we can wrap things up. Are there any teams or stadiums you're excited to play at, you know, this year? Whether, you know, it's, you know, we're playing an affiliate of an MLB team you like, or you want to play, or a certain stadium you want to go to. Is there any team so far in the Midwest League that you're looking forward to playing?
I don't know anything about the Midwest League. I'm just getting on the bus and take wherever they take me. That's where I'm playing. But
right.
No, I have no clue. I missed out on the Field of Dreams game. So that would have been fun to play at. But other than that, no, I just want to play 9 innings and that's it.
Right. Yeah. Well, luckily for us, we have a nice ballpark. So it's a good one to play at and a good one to, you know, play the home games at.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess there's one more question. I know we kind of talked about it a little bit, but so far being in Cedar Rapids, what has been, you know, your favorite thing about the city or the team or, you know, anything that has to do with Colonels or Cedar Rapids?
I would just say the fans. I think we got good fans, and I didn't go to low A, so I went straight to high A, and I didn't know what to think about what the fans would be like. And you know, they're very, very loud and excited when we score or make a good defensive play. So just thankful that we have a good culture in our stadium filled with just a bunch of fans. So, yeah, I think that's the best thing so far. That's why a lot of people play. So just enjoying that and make sure that you put a show on for the fans that come, and they're coming to watch you, so you want to do well for them.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we do have, I think we have one of the better fan bases in the Midwest League. You know, like you said, we get loud, and so far you've only experienced, you know, the weekday game. So, you know, coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're a lot more packed up than usual. So I think tomorrow when it's our Wand and Wizardry night, you know, big theme night, it's going to be pretty packed up, and you'll see, you know, a lot more fans, and it's going to be a lot more crazy. And so I think that'll be a good thing to see tomorrow or Saturday.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, cool. Well, I appreciate your time and doing this podcast with us, and I look forward to seeing you play tonight and for the rest of the season.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Yep. See you, man.
See ya. Take care.
This has been another episode of All Ears, the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. This podcast was created by the Cedar Rapids Colonels and edited by Metro Studios. Logo created by Brandon Vacco and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Thank you for listening.